This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news. The headlines first. USA deports 8 Nepali nationals for lack of documentation. Nepal police to conduct further questioning. 2 people killed and 7 injured in jeep accident in Parbat district. And Arab leaders approve $53 billion reconstruction plan to rebuild Gaza. Now the news in details. The United States has deported 8 Nepali nationals for lacking official documentation. The deported Nepali nationals were handed over to Nepal police for further questioning upon arrival at Tribhuwan International Airport today. The individuals arrived on a chartered flight operated by Griffon Air at 10:15 a.m. this morning. After completing the immigration process, they were handed over to the police for further questioning. Additionally, another Nepali national was deported on a Qatar Airways flight and also arrived in Kathmandu. Immigration officer Yagnaraj Aryal confirmed the details, stating that the 8 deported individuals are under investigation. The deported individuals are among the many Nepali nationals who have been regularly returned by the U.S. under U.S. President Donald Trump's administration due to lack of proper documentation. 2 people were killed and 7 others were injured in a jeep accident at Bihadi Rural Municipality in Parbat District this morning. According to the District Police Office Parbat, the victims traveling in the jeep died at the scene. Deputy Superintendent of Police Robin Bista informed that the deceased have been identified as Meen Prasad Upadhyay, age 61, from Bihadi 3, and Dil Kumari Bhattachan, age 64, from Kali Gandaki Rural Municipality 4, Gurmi District. 6 injured people have been sent to a hospital in Palpa, while a child with minor injuries is being treated at a local health post. The accident occurred in Lidi, Bihadi, when the jeep experienced a brake failure. Further investigation is underway. The Ministry of Finance has initiated the budget preparation process for the upcoming fiscal year. The ministry held consultations with the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport, along with relevant departments and agencies today. During the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podil emphasized the need for a disciplined and realistic budget. Minister Podil stated that a practical budget would prevent mid-year adjustments and ensure smoother implementation. Furthermore, Minister Podil stressed ensuring coordination between federal, provincial and local levels, as well as learning from past experiences in budget preparation. Moreover, Minister Podil also stressed the importance of prioritizing post-disaster reconstruction and preparing a budget aligned with the government's annual policies and programs. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podil has stressed the need to end the practice of people paying for medical treatment out of pocket, calling for stricter implementation of health insurance. At an event in Butwal, Minister Podil emphasized the importance of making the health insurance fund stronger to ensure better services for the public. Likewise, Minister Podil also highlighted that there should be a balance between increasing staff at government hospitals and expanding the private sector. Minister Podil further stated that the state must take full responsibility for health services and focus on securing the health insurance fund for the benefit of all citizens. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal has emphasized the need for laws mandated by the Constitution. Speaking to Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, Minister Dahal pointed out that the country still uses outdated laws and stressed the urgency of passing new laws as per the Constitution. Minister Dahal advocated for amending the Constitution to reduce election cost and ensure better political representation through direct elections. Regarding federalism, Minister Dahal suggested allocating more rights to local levels and emphasized the importance of good governance, job creation for youth, and improving education and agricultural sector. The International Day for Disarmament and Non-Proliferation Awareness is being marked in Nepal today with various programs following the United Nations call. Marked annually on the 5th of March, the day aims to raise global awareness of how disarmament efforts contribute to peace, security, conflict prevention, and reducing human suffering caused by weapons. The Office for Disarmament Affairs leads awareness program to enhance public understanding of disarmament, particularly among young people. On the occasion, United Nations Secretary Secretary General Antonio Guterres emphasized that disarmament and non-proliferation are investments in peace and the future. The Office of Disarmament Affairs, Asia-Pacific Regional Office in Kathmandu, is organizing various programs to mark the day. The House of Representatives meeting has commenced with 5 ordinances tabled for discussion and approval. The session, summoned for 1 p.m., is now underway. As per the agenda, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is scheduled to present a proposal seeking the House of Representatives' endorsement of the ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to good governance promotion and public service delivery. 10 people have died in wildlife attacks in Chitwan National Park and nearby areas in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. According to Park Information Officer Abhinash Thapa Magar, 8 people were killed in rhino attacks while 1 person each died during elephant and tiger attacks. The park has provided 1 million rupees to each victim's family and up to 200,000 rupees for medical treatment. So far, rupees 9.46 million rupees has been distributed as compensation. The burst pipeline of the Melamchi drinking water project in Thapathali has been repaired. Engineer Prakash Baral from Kathmandu Upateka Khanepani Limited said a technical team from Kathmandu Upateka Khanepani Limited completed the repairs at 4 a.m. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. China has set an economic growth target of around 5% for this year and pledged major investments to boost its struggling economy, now facing intensified trade tensions with the USA. According to the BBC, the plan was announced as the National People's Congress convened, where thousands of delegates are gathered. While the meeting largely approves pre-decided policies, it is closely watched for signals on economic strategies. China's economy is grappling with weak consumption, a property crisis, and unemployment. The situation worsened after the U.S. imposed an additional 10% tariff on Chinese imports on Tuesday, raising the total levy to 20%. Beijing's responded with 10% to 15% tariffs on key U.S. agricultural exports, including corn, wheat, and soybeans. At the Congress, China emphasized boosting domestic demand to sustain growth. Moreover, while it met its 5% target in recent years, strong export played a key role. With U.S. tariffs, achieving this goal will be more difficult. Arab leaders have approved a $53 billion U.S. dollars reconstruction plan for Gaza at an emergency summit in Cairo, aimed at countering U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial proposal to displace over 2 million Palestinians. According to the BBC, the plan, introduced by Egypt, rejects forced displacement and focuses on rebuilding Gaza, offering a blueprint that includes public buildings and residential areas. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi emphasized the need for a two-state solution, proposing Gaza be temporarily managed by a committee under the Palestinian government. The plan's security strategy includes deploying United Nations peacekeepers, and international donors are expected to fund the project. However, Gulf State, while willing to contribute, remain cautious, citing the ongoing threat of further conflict. The reconstruction is set to unfold in 3 phases, with displaced Palestinians housed in temporary units during the process. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has expressed a willingness to work under U.S. President Donald Trump's leadership to achieve lasting peace following a tense meeting at the White House. According to the BBC, Ukrainian President Zelensky called the encounter regrettable after the U.S. announced a pause in military aid to Ukraine. President Zelensky said it was time to make things right after President Trump accused him of not being ready to negotiate. In a social media post, President Zelensky outlined the first steps to end the war, including prisoner releases, a missile ban, and a ceasefire in the skies and seas if Russia agrees to similar actions. Moreover, President Zelensky reiterated Ukraine's gratitude for U.S. support, noting the importance of previous military aid, such as Javelin missiles. President Zelensky also signaled readiness to sign a mineral deal with the USA, which was initially blocked during the recent meeting. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, while the rest of the region will remain clear later in the afternoon. There is partial influence of a westerly low-pressure system. Tonight, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi province and mainly clear in the rest of the region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. USA deports 8 Nepali nationals for lack of documentation. Nepal police to conduct further questioning. 2 people killed and 7 injured in jeep accident in Purbot district. And Arab leaders approve $53 billion reconstruction plan to rebuild Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.